Well, you know, in Drive Time with Mac and Duke, it ain't about us, it's about you. We always welcome your perspective. And to get a different perspective on this, perhaps a perspective that we haven't heard yet on our air, we're going to bring in right now Andrew Feinstein. He has a great blog, a Denver Nuggets blog called DenverStiffs.com. In the sake of Doug Moe, I think where that Denver Stiffs comes in there, Andrew, but welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, guys, it's great to hear from you. I'm sorry we had to have Mello retweet one of my articles to finally get me on your show, but it's great to hear from you guys, and it's been a crazy now, 48 hours, huh?
So fill us in. Mello retweeted one of your articles. Which one did he retweet?
Well, I wrote an open letter to Carmelo Anthony today, basically making a case for why, you know, going to the Clippers or the Lakers or the Knicks or the Nets may not be as great as they sound on paper. And I suggested that if he really wants to win a championship and he wants to do it with max money, max guaranteed years, and play with a friend or two, Denver just might be the market to do it in. And apparently it got forwarded to him, and he retweeted it to all of his followers. So we've caused quite a commotion over at Denver Stiffs today, as you can imagine.
Well, Andrew, you know, like I was saying just a second ago, I mean, the media gets a hold of a story. Or maybe just a tweet or something. We saw this with Brett Favre the other day when everybody thought he was going to retire. He said one thing. He said, I'm going to make a decision. Or and everybody just thought it was the decision that he was going to retire. Well, same thing with Mello here. I mean, you know, there's been he said he wasn't going to accept this offer. That doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to go away yet, but everybody's writing these stories now and everybody's talking about it, you know, like it's a done deal. So, I mean,
yeah,
you know, tell me something different here.
The media, maybe I'll include myself, have been a little irresponsible. I don't think the local media has. I think the national media has been very irresponsible. You know, one of my readers had a great point the other day. He said, since when are wedding toasts considered sources, you know? So, you know, the national media has been a little out of line. I think the local guys, and I'll include myself with them, we've just been connecting the dots. And, you know, we have what's at Denver's best interest at heart. And so we're certainly very concerned. But the posture I've taken at Denver Stiffs, and I can't speak for my co-writer, Nate Timmons, but the posture I've taken is if it's true, and I don't know if it is, but if it is true that he does want to leave, then let's make a deal now while, in my opinion, we have the most leverage. And if he is ambivalent about leaving, then I'm not hell-bent on trading him, but if he wants to leave, then let's make a move now. Why wait?
We're talking with Andrew Feinstein. He's got a great, if you're a Nuggets fan, he's got a great blog. It's called DenverStiffs.com. Make sure you go check it out. And I tell you, you know, Andrew, we were talking earlier today that on our show, on Drive Time, you know, it was amazing as this last 48 hours, as this story, rumor, speculative information emerged. It was shocking to me, at least, that most people were pretty ambivalent and said, you know what, he's been around for 7 years. One time we got to the Western Conference Finals. The other time we've been eliminated in the first round of the playoffs every year. So good riddance, Mello. But I think demographically your blog might be a little different. You've been hearing a different story there, correct?
Well, it's really interesting that you bring that up, and I'm glad you guys are discussing that. It seems like, and this is just me knowing my readers as I do, but we have 4 Pepsi Centers worth of readers, and we have 1,000 or so readers who comment regularly. So I've gotten to know a lot of these guys, and I know who's in Denver, and I know who's not. And it seems like a lot of our readers who don't live in Denver and are a little bit younger are much more pro-Mello than those who are actually from Denver and are a little older. And it's been a really interesting breakdown. And it does seem like the local Denver readers, or the fans, if you will, who may be a little bit older, have, you know, been through the Alex English era, went through the LaFonso Ellis era, they're not, you know, they're not as depressed as the younger readers. So it's been a very interesting breakdown.
Andrew, let me ask you. Okay, talking about a possible trade here, in your mind, I mean, you obviously know the NBA pretty well. Which team has, I mean, we've all talked about the Knicks, but really, which team has the most to offer Denver? You know, in your eyes, as a Nuggets fan, where would you want Carmelo to go, where we get the most back in return?
Well, I've only focused on 2 markets, and maybe I'm being a little narrow-minded, but I've only looked at Los Angeles, and I've only looked at New York, because just, you know, using my own connecting the dots, if you will. I mean, his wife and him are both from Brooklyn. They bought a house recently in Los Angeles. His wife does have an entertainment career that sits outside of Melo's life here in Denver. So it seems like those are the natural markets. And of those markets, you've got four NBA teams. And the teams that have the most to offer in that case are the Clippers or the Nets, in my opinion. And if you're talking about the Nets, we know, would they be willing to send us a Brooke Lopez and a Devin Harris so that they don't have to risk the embarrassment of going empty-handed next summer? And if you're the Clippers, would you possibly trade us a Blake Griffin or a Chris Kaman plus one of their younger players to get Melo there? So there's a lot of interesting ways to go about it. The problem is that Carmelo ultimately has veto power, because if he doesn't sign that contract, no one's going to make a deal.
Yeah, and I want to explain that a little more to our viewers and our listeners, excuse me. And if you've got a question for Andrew, just go ahead and call in. We'll put you on the air, 303-297-1510. We just ask you to be nice and mind your manners to our guests. But you hit on something there, Andrew, that no team, unless the Nuggets, and I thought Dave Krieger kind of nailed it today, that unless the Nuggets can get Melo to agree to sign a deal and then trade him, a lot of teams are going to be reluctant to give up a lot of talent in return to get Melo when there's no guarantee that they're going to have Melo more than a year, and then Melo might leave via free agency, leaving the team that negotiated the trade with the Nuggets with nothing, and they gave away a lot of talent to get him.
Yeah, it's a really interesting, it's triangulation, I guess, in its purest form. You've got three parties involved here. You've got the Nuggets, you've got Carmelo Anthony, and then you have the recipient team. And all three have similar leverage, if you think about it. The Nuggets are the only team that can offer Carmelo Anthony max money and maximum guaranteed years with a looming collective bargaining change on the horizon. Carmelo Anthony has leverage, obviously, because he's the star player. He's the one that everybody wants. But the recipient team has a little bit of leverage, too, because they don't want to sit out this whole year and have a 20% chance of Melo. They'd rather get him now, but that means they're going to have to give up something now to get him. So it's really a bizarre situation, and I'm not sure how that gets worked out.
All right, Andrew, as we do every day on our program, we always encourage our listeners to call in, even when we have a guest, if they have a question like that. So right now, let's go to the phone lines, 303-297-1510. Griff has a question for Andrew. Griff, what do you think, buddy?
Hi, guys. What if we looked at this Melo situation from another angle? I'm not privy to the way all the contracts are set up with the Nuggets, but I know that, correct me if I'm wrong, but Kenyon Martin's contract is expiring at the end of next year, or is that at the end of this year? Couldn't we package several players and see if we couldn't make a move with some teams that have other unhappy players? Chris Paul wants out of New Orleans. They're going to probably lose him in a year or two. Their guys are talking on talk radio right now, probably discussing about, you know, what's going to happen with Paul. Is he going to the Knicks? What's going on? What if we sent some players down there and tried to get another top-flight free agency and showed a progressive plan about moving forward to the finals and then a championship?
All right, Griff, thanks for the question. Andrew, what do you think, buddy?
Well, Griff brings up a really good point, and I appreciate that he did so, because I've been actually a little negligent on this side of the argument myself. We could do what the Lakers did a couple summers ago when Kobe wanted out and basically call his bluff, not trade him, and instead use that Kenyon Martin expiring contract and bring in some talent and just let it ride. And maybe the Nuggets end up having a great season, and that convinces Melo to stay. The only problem is, the only way you're going to get rid of Kenyon Martin's contract, which does expire this year, is to bring back other bad contracts. Now, they may be better players, but they're bad contracts. So one trade I suggested is maybe you get rid of Kenyon Martin and you bring back like an Emeka Okafor. Plug him in at center, move him to native power forward, which in my opinion makes the Nuggets better, but it may not make them good enough to convince Melo to stay, and then you're stuck with Emeka Okafor's contract if Melo leaves.
What kind of contract? J.R. Smith's contract expires at the end of this upcoming season as well, but his numbers aren't as debilitating, for lack of a better word, as Kenyon Martin's, correct?
No, not at all. And J.R. is a very tradable player. His salary number for this year is $6 million, and he still has a lot of upside. certainly he's mercurial, and he can maybe even be a bit of a coach killer. But you know, JR has a lot of value, and you may
$6 million
number is something we can play with. And remember, in the NBA, under the current system, which may change next year, you can trade within 25% of another guy's salary. So the Nuggets could trade J.R. Smith and bring back a guy who maybe is a little more expensive but has an extra year or two on his deal. So the Nuggets, dude, that's an option they could take. They could call Melo's bluff, go for it one more time, and see what happens. The risk there, though, is it would if it doesn't work out, if Melo doesn't stay, your rebuilding process gets pushed back farther and farther and farther. And I think that would make a lot of fans uncomfortable.
You know, Andrew, one of the biggest things that the Nuggets need to focus on is getting management in place. And then hopefully the first job management's going to have is try to sit down with Melo and figure out where he's going to go with that. Any possible leads? You know, what's your opinion on who comes in as the new GM for the Denver Nuggets?
I'm actually working on a column about this tomorrow night for my Friday column. I have not followed this as close as I should be, but I think we've all heard the names. You know, there's David Griffin from Phoenix, whose name has been mentioned. Tommy Shepard from Washington's name has been mentioned. There's a Nigerian-born American whose name I haven't memorized yet out of the Toronto organization that's been mentioned. So it seems like a lot of signs pointing to this David Griffin out of Phoenix. He was Steve Kerr's right-hand man and the guy that was responsible for bringing in Robin Lopez and Louis Amundsen and Jared Lee. So he might fill that Mark Workentine role of finding deals that others can't find, which is really important when you're in a small market like Denver. So I would support that hire, but I need to do a little bit more research.
Andrew, thank you. Good stuff, and we look forward to having you on the show again.
You guys, anytime, it's been a pleasure, and enjoy the hot, sunny day we have in Denver here.
Yeah,
all right, Andrew, thanks a lot.
And again, his blog is denverstiffs.com.